Case number 12,717, Latonya Bruce seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Sections 115-40 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Coverdale Road within the Messick subdivision. The 911 address is 20687 Coverdale Road in Bridgeville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 430, MAP 23, parcel 75. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Latonya Shanita Bruce. My address is 20687 Coverdale Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So my introduction, I did send some information. She got a slide for me. I don't know if she'll go through it, but the one that she sent, I don't know if the verbiage is still the same, but I'm going to read what I have because I had sent her a revised one. Zion Playground is a dream, a goal, life goal that provides child care. I am Latonya Bruce, and I wanted this dream since 2015. Now that I'm a daycare owner and open and functioning well, I've discovered that that the need for child care is in high demand. Expanding it would be an answer to some families' prayers. I've raised three children out of my own, but I have always wanted to be a teacher. Matter of fact, owning a home daycare or business now came a reality in 2020. I have a associate's degree in business administration, and I also completed training in early childhood education and will be continuing my education in teaching or education. Planning on going to school in the fall, coming up here to continue my education as far as children. As a mother myself, I discovered that trusting someone with their precious cargo is hard. Consequently, I know that all too well. As my motto on the front page is, where my love is, like moms. I love and care for the ones that I have. So I opened on September the 13th. 2021. I tried to start the process in March of 2020, but the pandemic came right at the time that I started my training, and all the inspectors were supposed to come in the home, so I didn't get approved or get everything finished in time enough, and or they just shut everything down, even the state, everything just closed. So I opened up, and I had two children. There was an 8-week-old that I had and a 4-year-old, and then by November of last year, I was at full capacity, which the level is 6 for level 1. And I'm working on the process to go to level 2 or the large family, but I had to get this process done first before I can move to the next step. I currently have 5 children in the program, ages from 0, well, a year, because he just turned a year in June, up to 4 years old. The capacity in my home, when they measure it, when they did the pre-inspection capacity, I can house up to 15 kids, but the rules for OCC licensing is Office of Child Care Licensing. That's what OCCL stands for. They only allow 12 for a large family. So my home inside can take in 15, but the outside square footage is 600 plus square feet. So my social media advertisement has just been flying off the page since I've been in business. I've had probably about 1,000 hits on my Google page just about every month for daycare. I get a call every week for infants, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, and some school age since the summer times came. But I can't take any more because I'm at capacity. I've actually had somebody show up to my house asking for daycare. It was like, I really need daycare. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm full. So it will be a blessing to some of those families that are really looking for childcare. I do offer childcare after 6 p.m. because I'm open until 11. I did have one child until 10:30, but his mom ended up taking him out of the program, so I don't have any kids. But I am still open and now working on getting kids for the evening. On the next slide, it shows pictures of my home. The Google picture that they have of my home is when I first built my home. So the picture at the very bottom, the first one here at the very bottom, that is the very front of my house. That is the roadside, if you're facing my house. The kids will go in the front door foyer there. If it's any parking or extra parking needed, I have a two-car garage and the driveway is that big. So sometimes I have, with the kids today, my kids that come now are 7:30 in the morning till 5:30. And I have all the ones that are enrolled at that time. So they come anywhere between 7 o'clock and the latest is about 8:30 they come, because one of the parents is an office manager in the medical office, and all of my children are, their parents work in the medical field. So sometimes I've had four cars in the parking lot, in my driveway, all at one time. Or I have them park at the bottom picture there, they park on the grass, which I actually myself, because of the, which for me, convenience, I only use my back door for my house, personally, my house. My family, we use our back door. The front door is for the kids during the week. So the side here where she has the red arrow, that's where additional parking is available if needed for, if I increase for capacity. The next slide, this is the playground area. If you see in the front of the house, they had the fence there. That fence is to keep the kids from running out to the road area. And then the second part, that's the picnic area. We had water play that day, so that's why all that stuff is in there. The kids, when they come out of the house, we either go outside from the front or we go from the back. For this side is the side where the playground is, and they are fenced in two areas. In the first beginning, they're fenced in, and in the second area where she got at the bottom, it's fenced in. So we have all kinds of stuff that we have outside to play in. The next slide is testimonials of different kids that I've had since I've been there. One little guy, he just turned a year in September, that his name is Asher. His mom was really looking for daycare. It's her first child. She was really nervous. She didn't want anybody to watch him. She was really like, when I first opened, before I opened, she called me and I said, I'm not available yet. You just gotta wait. So she actually waited for me to open. And her testimony says, our son Asher has been attending Zion's Playground since September 2021. We are very grateful for Ms. Tanya. We love the fact that she knows when we drop him off that he's in good hands. She loves Asher and the other kids as her own. He has learned a lot of new things. He loves being able to explore new things. He especially loves playing outside in the play area. Thank you, Ms. Tanya, for all you do, Dale and Christy. Another testimony, it says, Tanya is the best daycare provider I've ever had. She's very caring and patient with the children and treat them as her own. My son always learns something new and loves the environment. This particular child, he had a medical issue and he wasn't speaking when he came to me. Now he's speaking. I've worked with him enough so that he can speak, because he wasn't saying a word at all. Another testimony says, I'm grateful, Ms. Tanya. She has helped my little one so much, from learning her ABCs down to getting her potty trained within 6 weeks. I appreciate her because my daughter Grace can be a mess, and I thank God for you. Another testimony says, to whom it may concern, my daughter Grace attends. I had two Graces at that. I had one Grace that was two and then a Grace that was an infant. So I said, guess God double graced me for having two kids. Grace attends Zion's Playground child care with Ms. Tanya as provider. I have two sons, 10 and 15, who never had to go to daycare. So you can imagine our fears, nervousness, and anxiety, as well as other no other choice. We had no other choice for our daughter. Natanya has built a loving relationship with our daughter. Grace goes right in her arms when we drop her off in the morning. And as a matter of fact, that's Grace on the bottom part picture with the little baby. That's Grace right there. She's a handful. She has learned how to walk, which she wasn't walking when she came to me. She recognized nose, lips, ears, eyes, and she eats well, plays outside, and learning more and more each day. She's only 1 year. She just turned a year in April of this year. I'm very satisfied with Tanya's care for our daughter. So that's a couple of the testimonies that I have from some of the parents that was there, and I thank you for my vote, which is my, is that the inside? Oh, I didn't print that side. Oh, it's the inside. I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous here.
That's, me too.
This is the inside. My home was built in 2010. I have central air and heating. The living room and the dining room area are the main areas where the children are. Meals are served in the kitchen area. I have the bottom picture that you see, all the stuff is up there that we was doing at craft for activity. But inside there, I should have took a picture, but I have a table where we sit at the table, and the little ones are in high chairs. The little, like the two little ones, which is Asher and Grace. The smaller ones, they sit in the kids' high chair and we sit in the kitchen. But this is our play area. The first top picture is the infant side, more of the cribs and the different things that they play with there. The further picture, which is the bottom, you can see more of the inside. That's the toddler side that they play on there. All kinds of different things that I've gotten. People donated stuff. I purchased stuff prior to even me opening. So I was buying stuff since I lost my job in 2020. Before the pandemic, I had just been buying stuff, used my savings and different things, and just kept going on daycare halls. And they have a bathroom, which is the third door up to the top. There's the bathroom there that the kids do, and I decorated it, yellow walls, and it's got Sesame Street all over it. So I basically turned my home into the childcare for my business. And thank you for my vote. That's me.
Does that conclude your presentation?
That concludes my presentation. Unless there's questions, you
questions
guys.
Questions from the board?
I know they had one question was, what was it? Noise, neighbors on the each side. There is one house they just demolished and put in a double wide on the far right-hand side if you're facing, or left-hand side if you're facing the house. They are younger families and they have kids. The one that's on the right side is vacant. There's nobody there. There's nobody there. And of course, my property is all the way down and more wooded, so I don't have I don't really have no neighbors.
You're approved for six now?
I'm approved for six. I'm at level one right now. My application is renewed for the end of August, and I'm in the process of doing a renewal, but I told her I wanted to go to level two, but I needed more training. So there's a couple more trainings that I have to do before I can go to level two. But I had to get this part done before I can do the process, because it's part of the requirements for moving to level two. And I do have two people that are going to assist me. I have an emergency one now, and I'm working on the non-emergency. She has two more pieces of documents that she needs to get to me before I can have her approved to be an aide to help me.
Will you have to, if this is approved and everything goes the way that you want it to, will you have to increase the size of the playground area?
What I did with the playground from the original start, it has to be 35 square feet per child up to 12. So the playground is actually 600 plus square feet all the way around. But I have the capacity to do it. I just had some yard work done to the back of the playground, back in the back part there. So I can expand it if she needs me to, but I did it originally when I fenced it in. I fenced it for 600 plus square feet so that it'll accommodate the 12 kids, because that's what my goal was, to go to a large family.
Okay. So you mentioned that the drop off and pick up time, a variety and pick up time, but it drop off that you might have several vehicles at the same time.
I've had two at the most, and in the mornings I usually have about two. But where you've seen in that one picture where there was a car there, that was my daughter's car, and mm-hmm. that time of day she's never there because she works overnight. She don't get home until 9 o'clock in the morning, so normally there's no cars in the driveway because I drive around in the back.
Ms. Bruce, my question is, mm-hmm. is that at the point in time when, if there could be more than one, mm-hmm. do you foresee any traffic issues in terms of Coverdale Road, folks backing up to get back onto Coverdale Road? Or
at that time in the morning, the most traffic that I have in the morning at that time are the vehicles coming from the, what's that plant? It's cement plant. That's down the road from me. Yes, it's really not that far from me. But majority of time between 6 o'clock, because I hear them going by, between 6 and 7, they're usually dying down, and it's not as many traffic that's coming down there. The school buses even at that time, because they usually drop off around 7:30. I never had a problem with them. I had one parent, she parked on the road. I said, don't ever park on the road. I don't care if you park on my grass. Please do not park on the road. I always tell my parents, you have more than enough parking space. I have a double driveway. There was no cars there. So she was like, but I couldn't. I said, I don't care about the grass. I don't want my kids in the road. So I made sure that's evident that they can, which I probably would, what would cause me now to put a sign up there, parking, so that they know that it's okay. So some people don't want to park on, you know, your grass or whatever. But I drive on that one side all the time, so it's bald right now.
So you don't foresee an issue with
coming
over?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
You said you park in the back. You're talking about maybe having two full-time employees to help you?
Yes.
But they park?
They will park in the back. I won't allow them to park in the front. Even my daughter now, when she comes home, she's parking on the side. I end up banging her car by mistake. Not backed out, leaving one day. But she's parking also in the back. She's the only one that has a car there, myself and my daughter. My sister, she's going to be the one that helps me. She parks on the grass as well. So the driveway pretty much stays empty all day. After they have the drop-offs in the morning, it's still empty. And then even when they come for pickup. So the latest is 5:30 for the day shift crew. And I may have one or two come in at the same time, but my driveway normally stays empty throughout the day. And if any extra ones, they will come right behind me or on that side, because it's a whole big area I got back there. I just got it all cleaned out, so it's enough space for them to park back there.
Do you have school bus pick up at your
place? Not now, because my children are ages 6 weeks to 5 years old. But once the capacity increases on the amount of kids that I can serve, then I will have school age kids, which will have pickup at my house. Which one of the kids in my program now is my son. He's 4. He'll be 5 in August, so he'll have a pickup there this coming fall.
What did you say your hours of operation was again?
Right now, the amount of kids I have right now. License have it from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Makes for a long day.
It does, but right now it's my hours are from 7:30, 7 o'clock at the earliest till about 5:30 at the latest, because I have no evening kids. A lot of the evening care, they need the 2 to 11 or 3 to 11, and my kids go to 5:30. So I can't do the overlap because I'll have too many there.
Sure.
I'll be out of compliance. So I can't accommodate the night shift crew right now.
Okay.
Out of the 12, I mean, you anticipate several of them being siblings as far as riding together, probably in one vehicle instead of?
It probably will if it's more than one. I just had one of my kids that their mom had a baby, so it could be. I don't know, but that student just dropped out. So it could be, because I've gotten emails, texts for 2 kids at the same time. One girl has 3, one's in school and 2 are not. So it could be siblings in, you know, one. But my goal was, if I take a family on with 2 or 3, especially if it's evening, it's only going to be one family. I won't do no more than one family if it's 2 or 3 siblings for the evening care. On day shift, if it's more than 2, it depends on my age range. The age range makes a difference too on how many kids I can have.
Mr. Short?
Have you had any conversations with your neighbors about it?
The one that's directly next door to me, I talked to them. They're not there. They haven't been there for months now because they demolished their home that was there and they just moved the double Y. So yes, I did notify them. They knew that I was doing the daycare. But I can never get a hold of them because they're never there. I just seen them yesterday. I think it was yesterday for a few hours and I had to leave and I didn't get a chance to talk to them. But the mother that lived there, she knows that I was doing a daycare. So they've seen me and I've talked to them, but they're younger. They're like 24, 25, younger family. They do have kids themselves. But I've been, the husband, which is now the ex-husband, he used to live there and I talked to him a lot, but he's not there no more.
Any complaints since you've opened this from anybody?
Mm-mm, no complaints.
The looking at that aerial, looks like, what is that across the street? Is that farmland?
All farmland. Okay. Everything across the street is farmland.
So generally speaking, it's farmland near around nearby and residential, and I think you said
yeah, residential. Plant. Yep, it's all on that one side where you see the yellow picture all the way down, and farmland is from where I'm at all the way down, pretty much to the blinking to the stoplight now.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12717, LaTanya Bruce? Thank you, Ms. Hollis.
You're welcome.
Any further questions?
Yes, for the operator. Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
At this time, no, there are no further comments.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12717, LaTanya Bruce, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12717 for Ms. LaTanya Bruce for the requested special use exception because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. Mr. Sharp, is this an indefinite period of time?
Yes, this one's not a temporary one.
All right, I'll make that my motion.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Next case.